Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what up? You now tuned in to Word on the Street with your boy, Petey. Petey, it's a great day out here in Lubbock, Texas. I'm telling you, if you're out there, it's almost tanning weather time. It's almost time to see them babies out there in the bikinis in the nice little boy shirt. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to see them. Just don't tell my wife, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, this is Word on the Street with your boy, Petey. Today on the show, I got a guy who we worked together, and we just started talking, and it was just crazy, and I got him on the show. His name is Chris King. What's up, Mr. Chris?
PDP, what's up, dude?
Not much, man. Just not much. Hanging in there. What's good with you, fam?
Dude, man, thank you so much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it, man. I speaking of a word on the street in Lubbock, Texas, man, I don't know, man. I've seen these homeless people that hang out on the street, right?
Right.
And they, they have these cardboard signs, right, that you see all homeless people with cardboard signs. And as a matter of fact, you and I were talking about this the other day. And, maybe some of your listeners can help us out with what the hell is going on with these homeless people. I don't know, man. They have the cardboard signs that are all crumpled up, you know, but they have these Sharpies that are just amazingly bold and beautiful, and, like, you can see it from a mile away what it says, you know. And in particular, I was sitting at a stoplight the other day on Marsha Sharp Freeway and the interstate, right? And this homeless guy had his sign. And it said whatever it said on there. I really wasn't paying attention to what it said. Only thing that I could pay attention to was how amazing this guy's penmanship was. Like, this dude could write really well. It got me wondering, like, was he an English teacher at one point in his life, or, like, taught people how to write, you know? And it was perfectly written, man, you know? And another thing that I'd like to see is maybe a homeless person write in cursive. I wonder if that could ever happen.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one right there. You know what? Because everybody... Because everybody can't read cursive, so why would you? You might miss out on that dollar. So that actually makes perfect sense. You see what I'm saying? So I mean, I noticed it too. Like after I left, and I'm leaving Walmart, right? And and of course, and it's this homeless guy right there. And just so you know, every average American, we're two paychecks away from being homeless. So it's not like, yeah. So, just to throw that fact out there. So I am aware. This could happen to me at any time. And I'm sitting there at the stop sign. I ain't trying to look at the dude, but I am looking at his sign. And his son, I'm like, he didn't write that. They must have somebody else. They must go to, like, somewhere, and they had to, yeah, let me get this. You know? I bet you. I wanted people charged. I wanted people to, hey, yo, will you write on my board?
Well, you know that these guys make eye contact with you way before you even make eye contact with them. Like, especially if you're in your vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you're in your vehicle. You're like, I don't know, you're a good 100 yards in front of them. They have already made eye contact with you. You know, they're like, is he going to give me some money? Is he not? Is he going to give me some money or is he not?
Yeah.
So what
I'm
was
pretty
thinking
sure they can call it, though.
Huh?
Yeah, well, I said I'm pretty sure they can call it. Like, I know he ain't gonna give me no dollar, but I'm sure.
Oh yeah,
try. You know.
Oh yeah, they've got us pegged by now. They've definitely got us pegged. But what I was wondering, man, is if maybe you and I should go out on the streets of Lubbock, Texas, and hand out care packages of Sharpie markers and like a McDouble or something.
And if it's not, that's actually a good idea. You know, I mean,
do they just carry around?
But what if they don't want the McDouble?
Well, I mean, well, if they don't want the McDouble, I'll keep the damn thing.
How would you give it to him, though? Would you be like, yo, yo, this Chris King, you want some care package, homie? Or what's up, bro?
Well, you know, I would probably put it in a nice presentable box, right? And maybe
right,
like
okay.
with maybe with like a face of some sort, like a smiley face sticker or something. I don't know, something positive, and put in a nice little package of Sharpies, various colors, not just black. When these guys need to, you know, change it up a little bit, you know, have some variety in their lives.
Yeah,
so maybe
okay.
get the green, the red, the blue, and the black.
So so they won't get, because black is like gloomy. So maybe if they could switch it up like that, that's actually a good idea. Because it maybe
yeah,
get a little artsy.
Yeah, exactly. So they can get a little artistic with this and throw some damn color in these signs that they're putting so much effort into.
Yeah, because they say you get what you give, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So if you work hard on your sign, then shoot. Hey, that must be a pretty cool sign. I'm like, oh yeah, you did that, player. You know, but you do have to watch out for these people because sometimes, like, I don't know. Have you ever heard of the website called WorldStar?
No, I have not.
Oh man, you have to go. You have to go check out that website. But anyway, this is a site to where predominantly black people go to, and like if you would see a fight, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like if you see a fight and people record it, and they'd be like WorldStar, you know what I'm saying? Like so that's the type of site.
Okay.
Then you got like twerk videos. You know, it's like the number one site, you know what I'm saying, for the African-American culture, which is actually pretty good. But they be having these homeless videos on there, too. And they be having this one homeless woman was standing outside with her son. See, and they were scared. They scared it, but her husband was a block away in a Mercedes-Benz.
So, yeah.
So they out there. So she out there trying to act homeless with her son, but then as soon as they leave, they go leave in a Benz. Like, come on, man. Like, what? You got to watch out for people like that, too.
Yeah,
you know
well, yeah, hell yeah. Well, you know, you had me sold on the website when you said twerking videos. That's all you had to say, bro. I'm going to the website now.
I'm telling you, you're going to see some pretty good videos, man. I'm telling you, ain't nothing like, man, can you believe Miley Cyrus? And this is the thing, this is just a few years ago. You know, twerking, girls always been twerking. But let me ask you this, why was it a big deal when Miley Cyrus did it? You know, because now ever since Miley Cyrus did it, you can't get a good video. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you can't, everybody's twerking. You know, so why do you think it took Miley Cyrus to, you know, to... Why was it when Miley Cyrus did it?
How
it was so much a big deal. See what I'm saying?
Well, okay. Here's a theory. It probably has something to do with the fact that her dad had the best mullet that ever graced the face of this earth. And you know what, man? He honestly, man, he changed the face of country music. I mean, it was horrible. He ran around in his tank top with his mullet and his high tops and his tore up jeans and like, what the hell? Like, what the hell are you doing, man? But yeah, he sucks. But Miley Cyrus, I don't know, man. I don't know what the hell it is. And her tongue, the thing she does with her tongue, I don't know if she still does it.
Oh,
but,
yeah,
you know.
And her tongue.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
weird.
True.
Man, but when she went out there and did it, I think because everybody want to hit that. That's
oh, yeah, I do. I do for sure.
Yeah. And the
British,
yeah, I'll be for sure.
Well, I'm not going to lie right now, you know. I mean, no, I'll be honest. That's the beauty of internet radio.
I know, that is true. That is true. Oh, man. And which brings me, like, you know, you got girls these days that's just not talented. And you got, you know, have you ever heard of Amber Rose? You know, with Khalifa's ex-wife. Now, she puts up these sexy photos. And puts up, but anyway, you got, everybody knows the famous Kim Kardashian, whose family blew up off of sex tape and Ray J. And you know, Ray J must got that gold penis too, because Ray J put on Kim Kardashian. Like he has been known to like he has women like it's just outrageous. But anyways, I'm about to ask you this question: is, have you ever heard of Riff Raff? He's a rapper.
Riff Raff.
He's a white rapper.
Yeah. Well, dude, I don't know anything. Excuse my language. I don't know anything about pop culture, really. I know a little bit, but not much. So, but I will do my best to figure it out. Right. Let's go, man. Bring it.
Yeah, I know. But anyways, Riff Raff, man, he sucks. He sucks. But anyway, my whole point is, you got these pretty women that just getting famous off of Instagram and stuff, right? And
yep,
then, like, twerking, these twerk videos, and then they tell them these little kids to listen to this horrible music. But they say that the music is hot, and I think that's why, like, the music is whack. And because we had this conversation, remember I was telling you that I'm starting my own online station, where you can play music 7 days a week and 365
right.
days a year. And that's why I'm taking initiative into my own hand, because, man, these little kids listen to this trash music nowadays, and it just sucks, bro. And for instance, you know who Lil Wayne is, right?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Everybody know who Lil Wayne is. But anyways, I'm gonna play a 2-minute freestyle with Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne is like one of the trashiest rappers out right now, and I'm sorry because I grew up on Lil Wayne, and I expect so much more. I just think it's just, I don't know what's going on with it. But I'm gonna play. This is a funny freestyle with him, like Kevin Hart spoofed it, like, and it's funny. I'm gonna play this in 2 minutes, and then right after this, man, it's all you, player. Give me 1 second.
What the hell was Lil Wayne thinking when he did? What was that?
Man, I don't know.
Yeah, what the hell, man? That was you're right, man. That was trash.
Yeah, it was, man. I think I need a hitman. I was like, oh man, it's just trash, man. It's up to these little kids, no?
Well, anyway, so I guess we'll move on from that. You know, one thing that I think about, man, sometimes is how. You know, how the music industry, period, has just gone downhill, bro. And, you know, it's due to the fact that, you know, they have all of these instant fame shows like American Idol and all these other shows, man. And you know, it's too easy to get into the music industry now. I mean, they're taking whatever they can get. They don't care. There's no the only true form of artistry now is in underground music. You know, there's in mainstream. There's no true form of artistry, I don't think. It's hard to find, anyway. And, you know, I think that the biggest thing when it comes to being an artist is the journey, man. And, you know, how you get there, you know, what it takes to get you there and everything you went through in the process. And these damn shows, man, like American Idol, all that stuff, it's just instant fame, bro. You know, like they get on there and... You know, you win the show. Even if you come in second or third place, you still get all kinds of fame and stardom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and it's just,
that's true.
Yeah, so it's just too easy, man. And kids are too well informed these days with the internet and everything like that.
I know.
So.
The internet, like everybody's professionals now. You know what I'm saying? But even though I do got to shout out One American Idol from where I'm from, Muskogee, Oklahoma. What's up, it's Carrie Underwood. You know what I'm saying? Our doctor was actually my ex-girlfriend. We had to get a little hand clap on this. Our doctor was my ex-girlfriend's dad. He's like my mentor. So, you know, that's my little connection that I'm holding on to. Yeah, so we friends. So you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, the industry, like, I don't know, like, everything that you listen to, man, but, like, I know the hip-hop industry. You know, I work for 1049 The Beat. You do, too. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, like, sometimes I just want to just turn the music down. You know what I'm saying? And it's just up. And I don't know if you hear, like, this side of it. But it's just like, man, like the mainstream radio stations, they just, like you say, they just play anything. Then they play it over and over. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And kind of talk about like those artists that I was talking about, like Riff Raff. Because I really honestly think you got these really beautiful women like on the hip hop side. They call video victims, and then they make it like Amber Rose. You know, and things like that, and they listen to these artists, and they put these little kids on these artists that's trash and taken away from people who actually give a message, like Tupac or Biggie or PDT. You know what I'm saying? You like how I see that right now, huh? You know? Yeah, you know, and it's like, they're telling all these kids listen to this trash music, and it's trash, it's garbage, you know, and this. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, you know what I thought? Hey, man. Okay, so we both work at the station, right?
Right.
And there is one. I think there's three bathrooms, but there's one bathroom on the first floor. And there's a bathroom. I think it's two bathrooms on the second floor. So, I'm about to ask you something. So, how you've been working there? Well, we both started around the same time. So let's just go. Right. Let's say we're working there full time, right? Full time.
Right.
So. How long do you wait before you take a dump in there? You know, how long do you wait before you take a dump? Because everybody goes to smell it. Because the other day I walked out, was like, hey, yo, you might not want to go in the bathroom for a minute. You know, but it was just like only three, four people in the building. So how long do you wait, man, before you take a dump and like at your professional job?
I mean, if you want honesty, I'll be honest, bro. Okay, when I was an intern there, when I was an intern there, I took care of business, man.
You did? Oh.
When I was an intern, I didn't give a damn, bro. If I got to go, I'm going to go. I wasn't even paid.
Oh,
I wasn't even paid yet. And I walked in and said, well, this bathroom smells real nice. It's real fancy. I'm going to tear it up a little bit.
Oh, man. See, I'm different. See, I don't know. I used to work for Citibank in Lubbock, right? And I used to think about stuff like that because I used to hold it. I would have to wait till I get home because I'm like, if I take a dump in here, I'm going to clear the whole building out. Because, boy, you're like, ooh-wee. Think about, well, we'll come back. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, nah.
You need to,
like, for real,
you know what you need to get, bro?
Uh-uh.
You know what you need to get? You need to get some of that stuff that they call, I can't think of what it's called, like poop scents or something ridiculous like that. And after you defecate, I'm going to use the word defecate. Yeah, that's a horrible word. I'm going to use it. After you defecate, you spray this spray into the water. And no, it's before you do it. Before you take a dump, you spray it.
Oh, see, no.
On the water, and it keeps the smell from coming up.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I don't know. I've never used it. I've thought about using it, though.
Oh.
They have, like, pocket size and purse size and stuff. Yeah, they have it. They have it, yeah. They have pocket size.
I'm gonna have to use it because I hate to. Hey, well, how funny would it be though if you just got to taking the biggest dump and then Jeff walks in there and be like,
"Oh
man, how funny would that be?"
that would be hilarious. That would be hilarious because, yeah. Well, you know what? I'm just gonna hold my tongue on this one. I'll bite my tongue because I was gonna say something. But you know what? Screw it. I'm gonna go ahead and say it. Is the way I feel about him right now? I'd probably throw it on him. That's a prison move
man,
right there,
man.
Bro.
Yeah. That's my man. That's my bro. But that's funny though. But that would be funny. And you want to know what else is really funny? Like, hey, my son got a toothpick. Well, put that down now. You hear me? But you want to know what else is funny? And what else is funny is, have you ever farted and just sit back and let somebody walk into it? Like at Walmart? Like Walmart, you can walk down an aisle, and then you're like, ooh, that stinks. And you're like, you fart, and then you walk around to the next. And then, but I hate when a fine girl walk around though. Like when a fine girl walk into my fart, you can't talk to her. Then. I don't know
oh,
if
yeah.
you still would. Oh, which brings me to this. Okay, say you about to go on a date, right?
Right.
And you just gotta get out the shower. So as soon as you get dressed and you gotta take a dump, do you take another shower?
Okay.
Or you just make sure you wipe real good.
Now there's all kinds of things that factor into this, though. Okay.
Okay.
Now, if you're on a date and you got to fart, you got to think about the wind. Which way is the wind blowing? You got to think about how thick. If you're wearing shorts or pants, that'll determine how quickly it comes out. And you got to think about what you ate previously because that'll determine how bad it stinks.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. Yeah, man. That's what I always. Well, I definitely don't fart around a girl. Like first off, but me and my homeboy, I was playing my last year of football in this school called Harding. And we was about to go out meet up with some honeys, right? And then we had just got out of practice. We showered. and stuff. And then he goes up. He said, dang, I got to take a dump. He said, man, I should hold it. I said, why are you going to hold it for? He said, because if I take a dump, I'm going to have to take another shower. You know, I said, oh, this is what I said. This is what I said. I said, oh, you care about these hoes? I was like, the old me don't give a damn. The old me, I just, if you wasn't my girlfriend, like, oh, man, it's like, for one, I'm not going to kiss you. You know what I'm saying? For two, I'm not about to go out of my way. Like, I'm gonna be fresh, don't get me wrong, but I'm not about to go out of my way, you know, just to try to make myself look good or impress somebody I know I ain't about to see in, you know, in about a week. You know what I'm saying? But that's just me. You know, what's some of your I know you got some stories, man. I know you got some stories. We got about four more minutes.
Okay. Well, have you ever been on a date to Costco? Probably not. You've never been on a date to Costco, like,
no,
you know, like the whole thing.
I'm black. We don't go to Costco.
Damn. Well, okay, Nancy, and we're talking about farts and all this and that. Well, yesterday, I met this really good-looking girl, man, a couple weeks ago, right? And So she's crazy. She's crazy, dude. And you know what? I better not talk about this because this is going to go on my Facebook, and she might see it. I better just shut up right now.
You can always clean it up. Allegedly, that's the key word in the radio business.
So
this is the girl you took to Costco?
She took me to Costco, man.
Oh, hey, that's a keeper.
She said, I have to go to Costco. Do you want to go with me? I was like, sure. Can we go eat lunch or something before we go to Costco on our date? She's like, well, I just have to get some hand soap and some stuff for the salon and this. I was like, okay.
Oh, man. How did that make you feel? Well, was you like, oh, Lord, what am I getting myself into? Or was you like, oh, man, this girl's kind of cool.
Oh, well, you know, I said, well, you know what, baby, that's cool. Let's go to Costco. But you gotta buy me some cinnamon rolls. Because they got the big, giant wholesale cinnamon rolls, man.
Oh, the big ones. You talking about like the real big ones, like in the big old packages? Because we do go to Sam's. You know what I'm saying? We do go to Sam's. So we do. I have been in there with friends from different races sometimes. But you know, we stick to Walmart. You know, they got the great value. That's what. Hey, I can make $5 go a long ways. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's been great talking to you, Mr. Chris Kane.
Thank you so much for having me, bro.
Hopefully we can get on here and get something started. Y'all let me know how y'all like this episode. You know what I'm saying? You can go to soareveryday.com. That's my website. Go ahead and peep it out. Check it out. SoreEveryday.com. And all right, Mr. Chris King, it's really been my pleasure. You have now been tuned in to Word on the Street with your boy, Petey Pete, my special guest, Chris King. Everybody have a blessed day. No matter what you do today, make sure you be the best at it. One of the best quotes ever I've read is like, who is it by Muhammad Ali? If you even dream of beating me, wake up and slap yourself. Ha-ha, that's how it is. Word on the Street with Petey Pete. Deuces.